So, as always, I never know what month it was, but I think it's October now, because it's November next one. And I realized that last time we were too busy talking about a song called Cowboy Powerhead or something. We forgot the old Earth, Wind, and Fire classic September, you know. That crazy song. And normally I'll let Catherine do the things, but it's from like the 70s or something. I don't know. It's way before I was born. So. Something like that. So this one will have a Deadmau5 song, which is something more our generation. It's called October. So I don't know any. Do you guys know any songs called November? I don't think there is really.
Song November.
November. Thank you. When's that from? Who sings that? Who's that? That's a guy with the hat and the skulls or something. We grew up with Michael Jackson. Oh yeah, Slash. The Slash from them.
Yes.
Who's Slash on? Yeah, because he's on which one? Not
on,
Beat
Gordon,
It.
You're showing your age.
He's on Black or White, 91. Okay, I know that one. It's born 87. And so for some reason we couldn't... Everything. we couldn't be at my house because it's on renovations or something, or earthquake got it or something. So we're with Catherine. And Catherine, how are we? Were you well-behaved or
Well, most nice? People were.
One person wasn't. Hey, Russell. Some guy bought pizza. what did you make today?
I made some caramelised onion and mushroom and cream cheese party pies.
Where did you get the cream cheese from? Because it's banned and you know it's contraband in the castle.
I smuggled it in from Auckland.
Oh, cover of night, awesome.
Yes.
They're really cool. Did you listen to any interesting music?
No.
No? You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Hey Russell, how are you?
Oh, it was good.
So what did you make today, Russell?
Oh, well, I made a better than hell pizza. A traditional way, of course, made by hand with love and compassion.
Yeah.
Wasn't it kind of thin? Like I heard Catherine complaining the base was kind of thin.
Well, you see, that's the traditional. You need to stretch it out to 1 millimeter. Then.
But what
it's
if...
quite an accurate process of measuring the crust.
Because
you know?
Catherine...
very vital, otherwise it's not really a pizza.
This is the crust that was supposed to be a stuffed crust that wasn't, that one?
Oh, she will take the blame, also.
It was stuffed on top.
Because what would you say to someone who said, like, maybe we can make really awesome pizzas by using pita bread bases, because that really takes her a
well,
lot of time.
Oh, well, then it wouldn't be a traditional pizza, would it?
But would it be a...
What do we call it on the
website?
Pita pizza.
Yeah, pepper. Pita pizza.
And sorry, but we're not at the pita pizza, you know. So you can't
call
that one.
So there are three pizzas here, because some mysterious person that no one knows ordered a hell pizza as well. And what would you rate them, like, since you're the chef extraordinaire guy? There was your pizza, there was the pita pizzas, which some nice man made.
I think they were far too thick, the bases, and I think really the Hell's Pizza didn't really have enough on it.
Oh, okay. Well, your
disappointing
pizza,
marks for them.
Your pizza was awesome, and I love
it. They can go to hell.
I better get out of here. And we had our special guest and friend Anna, who came along. How are you today, Anna?
Oh, I'm having a good time here in Invercargill, even though the weather could be better.
Oh, how's the weather in Christchurch?
I believe it was nice today, actually. But it's supposed to be not so good tomorrow.
And you're with the Christchurch Vegetarian?
I am indeed. I work there 15 hours a week. That's my part-time job.
And so we have regular monthly potlucks, but what are some of the activities that you have in Christchurch?
Oh, we're definitely the best vegetarian centre in all of New Zealand, there's no question there.
Well, technically we're a vegan society, so we run up here, but...
Oh, that's true. I've got to stop. Yeah, all right, I rest.
But how many, groups are there? Because we just have one monthly event. How many would you have in a month?
It's potluck.
Oh, for everything, though.
For everything, well, we'd have... This month is actually very quiet, but we have a youth group, which meets every week, and all sorts of other groups. It'd be... on a good month, 10, 12 events. This month, I think, is 7 or 8.
We're seriously going to get sick of each other, like the same.
Yeah.
We're like trapped in, it'll be like a submarine trapped in a room, it's like going stark crazy.
And of course, we've got vegetarians, sadly, you know. Not everyone's quite as pure as you guys.
Oh, yeah, we're chest and pure.
I did anything with the shadow.
Well, thank you for all, thank you for bringing autographed copies of Icing on the Quake as well. I was really glad to meet you.
Yes, I believe you paid for them, so hey, sorry.
Yes, thank you. And Kerry, what did you make today?
I made some noodle kugel casserole and some cream cheese brownies and some peanut butter chocolate pillows.
Oh. What would be your favourite thing to make in noodle
kugel casserole?
Had you made it before?
No.
Because I've got to look up what kugel means as well.
It's from that burger book.
The burger
best
book.
Vegetarian burgers on the planet.
Oh, awesome.
But you can make it as a casserole as well.
Thank you. And Luke, who's part of the Invercargill Vegan Society Medical Ward, right?
Indeed, yep.
Yeah. What did you make today?
I made some beer bread and some cornbread.
Did you have the recipe? Is it like passed down through the generations?
No, it's actually from a book by a lady that does a blog called The Happy Herbivore.
Oh, yeah, I know. The one with the elephant with the spread.
Yeah. And that's from her easy book, so
awesome.
I'm hoping to step it up a bit next time.
Well, thank you for coming along to your first potluck, and I hope I haven't scared you off with putting the microphone in your face.
No, it's fine.
Oh, awesome. Oh, and out of the... That's nice. out of all the pizzas of here, which ones do you think out of the pizza was the best one?
Oh, I'd have to say probably the pita bread ones, eh?
We're on the other side of the room from Russell. He can't beat us up. With those lovely thick crusts, right?
Is that why there's some left?
Is there only two? He's got a whole pizza left,
your
bum.
The whole tray got eaten.
Thanks.
No, they're all sensational. That's great.
And Dan, what did you make today?
I made asparagus, tomato and couscous salad.
And we went to Countdown on the way here. And what was the juice that we brought?
We bought mango... And I think you got puree. Did you get puree water?
I think so. Do you remember where it was made?
Would be either French or Italian.
Yeah, so that's fancy, because normally I have quote-unquote New Zealand Waiwera water, which is always tap water in one of their bottles, because I'm cheap like that. So now we got water from the other side of the world. So it's been quite a fantastic potluck. We have people from Invercargill and people who rent their houses and people who own their houses and people who came down and from Christchurch. And
people
we had
old, people,
people who know Michael Jackson, people who remember, what was it? Guns and what? I don't know. I hope you'll come and meet the November potluck, because apparently lots of people are coming for some event that we're having in November.